Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm joined on the podcast today by Hannah Dolby, author of the new novel, No Life for a Lady. Adele Parks wrote about the novel. This delightfully quirky novel will be a book club pleaser, I believe. It is joyful, original, and it will help you bounce exuberantly into spring. Hannah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, No Life for a Lady, how would you describe the novel?
Above all, I would say it's funny and it's joyful. And it's the story of a Victorian lady who's searching for her missing mother. So it's a bit of a mystery, a bit of a suspense, historical fiction.
And do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to writing No Life for a Lady?
I've always loved the Victorian era. I've always found it such a fascinating period of time, so different from ours, but people still struggling to be human within the restrictions and the time. And I think originally it's quite odd. I was writing quite a miserable novel and my heroine was still called Violet Hamilton. And she was struggling within a miserable marriage and having quite a miserable life. And then suddenly I spotted the Comedy Woman in Print Awards. And it made me realize that I could have a heroine who is going to have a fantastic, fun time. And that changed my writing completely.
Well, I'm curious. You said you were working on another novel. Had you always wanted to be a writer before writing No Life for a Lady?
Think so, yes. I think it's always been, I did study at university, but that was a long, long time ago, about 30 years ago. And life takes over, doesn't it? So often sure. You get caught up in the day job. I've worked in PR for many, many years and worked for some fascinating places like museums and galleries and palaces even, which all gave me inspiration. But it's not until the last probably 4 or 5 years that I've got back into writing again.
That's great. Well, what kind of research did you do about the Victorian era as you were working on the novel?
Absolutely loads. So so first off, it's set in Hastings, which is a seaside town to the south of England, which was a Victorian seaside town. And you can see even today there's remnants of all that kind of Victorian splendor. It was built by the same chap, or designed by the same chap, James Burton, who built Regent's Park and the zoo and Wellington Arch in London. So it's a very, very grand Victorian seaside town. And that inspired me. So I spent a lot of time walking the streets of Hastings and reading up on Hastings. They've got loads of junk shops and antique shops there. So I was wandering around those and seeing what bits of info I could find about Hastings. But also, I'm really fond of books, secondhand books that were printed in the Victorian times, because I think you get such a good feel for how people thought and lived and all the morals of the day. So there were things like Strand magazine, and I ordered Victorian magazines and so all sorts of, and photographs as well. I love finding black and white photographs. So just trying to get, rather than seeing Victorian life through a modern lens, trying to get as far back as I could to see how people felt then.
Sure. Well, can you tell us about your writing process when you were working on the novel? Did you plan a lot of the novel before you began writing it, or did you just kind of have the idea when you said that you suddenly realized that your heroine could be funny and fun, and did you just dive into the story? How did that work for you?
It was a bit unusual. Compared to most writers, I think, because I spotted the Comedy Woman in Print Awards, decided to just try potluck, and wrote 3 chapters of my novel and entered it to the competition. Got longlisted and had to write the full novel within 3 weeks. And I don't think I could ever do it before. It was just a mad marathon. But it also set me free a little bit. So in a sense, I didn't have time to come out and say, oh, you mustn't write that, or nobody will like that, or nobody will enjoy that. Basically, my goal was to get the words down meet the criteria, get it into the competition. And I think that's what got me past probably 4 years of writing slowly and not really getting anywhere. So that deadline worked for me. And then obviously, and then I got shortlisted. So I came joined second.
That's great.
Yeah, which is fabulous.
Did you get any sleep during those 3 weeks?
No, I did meet, but I loved it. And also, I'm still working full time. I still don't know how I did it. But
oh, wow. You were working full time while you were.
I think I took a few days off, but not. It was quite a busy time at work as well. So I don't really know. I still don't know who that person was who sat down and wrote that book. And obviously, that process then led me to get an agent, luckily, and amazingly, a book deal, a two-book deal. And the book has changed a little since then. So I think it's slightly better than it was, but had a bit more careful thought to it since then. But it was a great...
Well, are you working on another novel now?
Yes, I'm actually working on a sequel. So it's not the end of Violet's story.
That's great.
So yes, I'm enjoying working on that too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's great. Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who may be working on their own stories or novels?
It's definitely a case of just getting that first draft down and not trying not to let your own thoughts stop that freedom. For me, it was very much like letting it out, my inner child again, the child that sort of would write amazing stories and take them to your, or write rubbish stories and take them to your parents and say, look what I've done. And if you can just kind of bring back that courage that you had when you were eight and just put it, get it all down. It might not be perfect, but you'll have something to work on. And the edit is so valuable in that process of kind of looking at what you've got down on the page. But often what you put down on the page is better than you realize you can do. Sometimes your own writing surprises you if you just let it out.
Well, what is it about Violet, your character, that you enjoy writing?
I think I felt very much that Victorian women, you don't really see what they think and feel and felt, because you see it through this lens of I don't know, Dickens and very serious writers, and you see it through even the women who write about their own lives. I think they've still got a bit of a filter. Everybody in the Victorian days had a bit of a filter, so you didn't really know exactly what they were thinking. So I wanted a character who reveals a little bit more of the human side of being a Victorian and what the concerns of a woman might have been in those days, which probably aren't that different from what women think about today, you know, things like earning an income and dating and all sorts of things like that. It's just that she's doing it within her particular restrictions of being a Victorian woman. So I really wanted to clamber into my heroine's head and try and reveal what she might actually have been thinking then. And I also did want her to kind of navigate the restrictions of her time to have fun and adventures, because it worries me that too many women might have been too busy doing domestic tasks really to have much fun. So I wanted to find a way that she could.
Sure. Well, what novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I read loads. I probably read too much nonfiction. I'm busy researching book two, but I'm also quite fond of Regency romance. I read a few Regency romances recently. I'm just about to read, which I haven't read yet, but it's a book called The Housekeepers by Alex Hay, which is just freshly out as well. And that's a crime story about a group of servants who take revenge or carry out a heist. on their own. And so I'm really looking forward to reading that. I haven't got round to it yet. And what else have I got? I'm just going to nip across the room and get a book that appeals.
Sure.
I've forgotten the title of. Just one.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, there's another funny book that I love, and this is Vera Wong's Unsolicited Advice for Murderers by Jessie Sutanto. And I think she won the Comedy Woman in Print Prize, published prize, a year or so ago, and it's just really funny crime caper, really, and whodunit. And it's just really lively and funny and inspiring. So I do tend to go towards books that bring me joy rather than books that make me cry.
Sure. Well, do you have any plans to maybe write a Regency romance at some point?
It may come to it. I think the market's quite crowded. There's not so many people that write Victorian capers at the moment.
Sure.
I'm quite happy being where I am at the moment. But yeah, who knows? I definitely want to write more.
Wonderful. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your books?
So a website is on my list to do things, but I am on X or Twitter. My handle is @LadyDolby. And I'm also on Instagram as Dolby Hannah. So I'm quite easy to find. I tend to, and I quite like wildlife photography, so you tend to get a bit of a mixture of birds and books.
Wonderful. Well, again, we've been speaking to Hannah Dolby, author of the new novel, No Life for a Lady. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Hannah, thanks for doing this interview.
Thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.